Every 5 to 6 years, communities in sub-Saharan Africa know they face a return of lethal meningitis. It creates panic when it emerges, as explained by World Health Organization's Dr. Olivier Ronville.
People really is very, very afraid of meningitis. They know what are the consequences of this epidemic. They are so afraid that they really go forward to ask for vaccine and treatment, something that we haven't seen happening for Ebola in these countries.
The disease causes an inflammation of the lining around the brain and spinal cord and can kill up to 20% of those it infects. WHO estimates that so far this year, the latest outbreak has killed 800 people in Niger and Nigeria. As it's a bacterial illness, it can be treated with a vaccine. But there are several strains of meningitis and they all require their own vaccine. The problem is there aren't enough vaccines to go around in the 25 or so countries that the World Health Organization says are at risk of a serious outbreak. Here's WHO's Dr. Olivier Ronville on the dangers posed by the various strains of meningitis, which are called serogroups.
Unfortunately, we don't have the right vaccine available for that. Since 2010, African countries have been vaccinating against the serogroup A. It was a huge success. Serogroup A since then have really disappeared from these countries. But what we see with this emergence of other serogroups is that we need a vaccine able to protect against all serogroups. And we don't have such vaccine now available at affordable price for Africa.
The strain that's behind the new health alert is meningitis C. It was reportedly last seen in Africa in the 1970s, and little is known about why it's returned. What is known, however, is that the best available vaccine costs up to $50 per person, WHO says, making it too expensive for health agencies and countries that need it. The alternative is a much cheaper jab that's known as a polysaccharide vaccine, but it's only available for up to 3 years. And even this vaccine is in short supply. In the current outbreak, there was only enough vaccine to treat children under 15 years old, even though 40% of infections occurred in older people. To prevent this outbreak taking on epidemic proportions, WHO and its partners have called on drug manufacturers to produce a stockpile of 5 million of the most costly vaccines, which are known as a conjugate vaccine. So far, they've proved unwilling to do so, according to WHO's Dr. William Perea. The consequences could be grave, he says.
The problem that we are facing now is that if we don't manage to put together this 5 million stockpile, we will be not well armed to respond to the epidemics that may hit Africa next year. If we vaccine with this polysaccharide vaccine, we may have again this epidemic risk in 2 years' time, and we would like to avoid that.
According to the WHO, the need for vaccines is more urgent than ever in sub-Saharan Africa's so-called meningitis belt. And although there's a glimmer of hope from new drug manufacturers in Cuba and Brazil, the UN says they haven't made enough progress on producing a vaccine yet. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.